Hi, my name is Ramon and I'm going to tell you a story today. I grew up in the city of Alicante, in the Mediterranean coast of Spain. A beautiful place to spend your holidays lying on the beach, partying. But I needed something more. As many of you, when I was a little boy, I dreamt of cosmos. I wanted to be part of a space adventure. However, as you can imagine, this was a little bit complicated in a city as Alicante, where no aerospace industry exists. Toulouse was far away, ESA was even farther away, and space inaccessible to me. So my options were reduced to a pale blue dot in a sunbeam. I applied to internships everywhere, and all my applications were rejected. But I wouldn't give up. If I couldn't get closer to space, I will try to get to space closer to people. And that's why I created a platform where everyone could participate to aerospace projects. Create, propose, learn. For those who want to reach the final frontier, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tech for Space. Tech for Space is a non-profit association where international teams of space enthusiasts develop small aerospace projects in their free time. Let me give you some examples. Have you ever dreamt about launching your own payload on a rocket? Let me present you our payload rocket project. The aim of this payload is to measure the change of the Earth magnetic field during the launch and flight of the Sierra 3 rocket. This project couldn't be possible without the support of the CNES student program and the aerospace super aerospace section. What about building a zero gravity drone? A drone capable to create in gravity and carry out small experiments inside. The preliminary feasibility project has been proposed together with ESAC, the European Space Agency Center in Madrid, as a 6-month internship, and this year was the most demanded offer with more than 100 applications. But there's more. Let's talk about our 3D animation for the JUICE space mission. The aim of this project is to show the trajectory from the Earth until Jupiter and its icy moons, as well as the different tools that we'll be using during the mission, as we can see in this preview. Last but not least, our Earth observation project. During this one, we were working together with ESRIM people, the ESA's facilities in Italy, in order to create some tutorials to show people how to use public data from Sentinel's satellites to do some image processing. Part of our work has already been published in the EU Open Science Congress of last year in Rome. So our philosophy is to share everything what we do, everything what we develop during our projects. We are going to share it through our website first, and then in our social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or if we have code, GitHub. So as you can see, Tech for Space is a full space experience in which we apply the learn by doing. We learn at the same time that we develop our projects, and we work in a modern way as a lot of startups. Obviously, we develop our soft and technical skills, and we work in teams of international people. So to sum up, three concepts to keep in mind of Tech for Space: participation into aerospace projects, communication through our website and social media, and international team. So if you have any questions, I didn't expect that one. Yeah, okay. Sure, if you want to take part, Tech for Space, just talk to me during this weekend. Write us in our website, email, or Twitter, and we'll be glad to answer and even to receive you to our Tech for Space team. See you soon.